Hello and welcome back to Impacting Your World. I'm your Apostle Debbie Viggs, your host. I want to thank you this morning for joining me. Let us get started, as always, with our Colossians prayers. Colossians 1, 9 through 14. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to give you thanks and to give you praise for who you are. We are grateful, Lord, for all that you have done for us, for how you've kept us this far, for the many blessings that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you that daily you load us with benefits, and we give you praise for that. We thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And so, Father, this morning we come together to pray these Colossians prayers, Colossians 1, 9 through 14, over ourselves. From the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray and to make a special request, asking that we may be filled with a full, deep, and clear knowledge of your will in all spiritual wisdom, in comprehensive insight, and into the ways and purposes of you, Lord God, and in understanding and discernment of spiritual things. I pray that we may walk and live and conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of you, Lord, fully pleasing to you and desiring to please you in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of you, Lord God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, acquaintance, and recognition. I pray that we may be invigorated and strengthened with all power, according to the might of your glory, to exercise every kind of endurance and patience, perseverance, and forbearance with joy. I give thanks to you, Father, because you have qualified and made us fit to share the portion, which is the inheritance of the saints, God's holy people, in the light. And I thank you, Father, that you have delivered and drawn us to yourself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and you have transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of your love, in whom we have our redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of our sins. We pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus. With thanksgiving, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. I want to thank God again for you all joining me this morning. Well, today we want to talk about the supernatural power that is found in the Word of God to change any situation, especially those situations that look impossible. As I spent time meditating upon the Word of God and asking what he wanted me to share with you this week, one of the things he wanted me to do is to go back to the basics. In my spending time with God, the Spirit of God said to me that a lot of times, you know, his children, us, all of us, we look all different places for answers to situations that we are faced with, especially impossible looking situations. The first place we look to is to people or to the bank or to somewhere else, but we don't generally get back in the Word. And so as he's speaking to me, he's telling me the reason why most times they encounter these problems is because they're not prepared. They don't spend time in the Word, enough time in the Word to be able to counterattack when the enemy attacks them. And so I want to take you through the Word for those of you who may not necessarily understand exactly what is in the Word, why it is super important for you and I to spend quality time in the Word. Now, when I talk about quality time, I'm not just talking about 1 hour. I'm talking about spending time. One thing that came to my memory, my remembrance is, you know, when I remember being a teenager, I used to like reading these romance novels, these novels called Mills and Boone. And I tell you, I was so taken by those books that I could spend an entire day locked up in my room, just focused and reading that book all day long. I mean, if it meant it'll take me 2 days or so, I could read one of those books in a day. And sometimes if I had to do chores or different things in between, I just couldn't wait to get back to reading those books. And I mean, I read those. I can't even remember the other writers or authors of the books that I, other romance books that I used to read. One of the things that, you know, that I remember was how I was so focused on reading those books. And I mean, I could tell you everything about those books, you know, back then. I can't remember them now, but back then I could tell you what I read and how good it was, and I was excited to talk about it. Well, the Holy Spirit took me back and said, well, just in the same way that you would spend that much time reading those books, I want my people to spend the same time in reading the Word. Not just, you know, spending time just reading 1 hour, 15 minutes a day, and that's it. And you say, well, you know, I've been in the Word, and then you go about your day. The reason why we're open to attacks from the enemy is because we are not spending enough time in the Word of God. And God wants us to be like what I used to be, which I know most of you who, you know, were like me back then, or some of you even now, you can take a novel and start reading some book and you'll be so engrossed in it that you can't, you know, you don't want to put it down. Well, that's how God wants us to do with the Bible, because everything that we'll ever need for any situation that we encounter here on this earth is found in the Word of God. Now, you might think, oh, this subject is boring, I don't want to listen to that. Believe me, you haven't heard what I have to share with you. By the time I'm done sharing with you, you won't want to put your Bibles down, because it is so important that you understand this. And I think this is something that, it's not something that really you'll be taught over the pulpit on a, you know, given Sunday. Everybody has whatever God tells them to teach. But I find like this particular subject is not one that just is taught anyhow, you know, or, hey, you know what, take your Bibles, read your Bibles. I've taught this before, but it's been a long time ago on the prayer line. And so I want to share with you again what you have. I want you to open your eyes so you can see that the Word of God is powerful. Now, one thing that I will encourage you to do is to get a Bible that you can understand. Most people will stick with, well, I want to just read New King James or King James Version or New King James Version because that's what my pastor uses. And that's okay. However, for studying purposes, like for, you know, if you go to church for your meetings or whatever, you can take that. But when you study, you want to get a Bible that you can use to study. There are some out there that are called study Bibles, but you have to look at the version. You know, if it's an NIV that makes sense to you, well, use that. If it is a New Living Testament, or if it's, you know, I mean, whatever Bible makes, you know, it's easier for you to understand as you're reading, and you'll be much more interested. You can even get the Message Bible and read the Message Bible. There's now one called, but it's, this one only just is limited to only the New Testament. It's called the Passion Translation, but that's just for the New Testament. You want to get a Bible that covers both Old Testament and New Testament and read it so you can understand, you know, what is being said. So that way, if you go back to your regular Bible that you use, you'll know, or you at least have an idea of, okay, this is what my other Bible says. So when I'm reading this, now I understand what I'm reading. That's how I've always done it. And that's why you'll find I use two versions. Most times when I'm teaching, I'll use the King James, and I'll use the Amplified. I love to use the Amplified. I study using the Amplified. And even sometimes, you know, I'll use other Bible translations besides the Amplified just to study the Word of God. And it's so powerful. It's so important. So the Word of God is, I look at it as the key or master key. At one point in my life, I used to live in apartments, and I remember when I lived in the apartment, the management, they had a key, a master key, that could open every door to every apartment. You know, you have all these different units. Say if you had 300 units in a place, they're not going to carry around 300 keys. They have one key that opens all 300 units, even though each one of us who's renting each unit would have our own keys that open our own doors. My key wouldn't open my neighbor's door. Their key wouldn't open mine. But the management office had one key that would open the master, it would open every door. And so the first thing to look at is that the Word is the master key. The Word of God is the master key of life. It'll open any door that is locked. Any door that seems to be impossible looking, the Word of God will open that. It is able to open any locked door in your life, no matter what it is, whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your health, whether it's in, you know, your finances or your career or your relationships or with your children or your business, no matter what it is, the word of God is this key, the master key that will open that door. There is nothing that life demands that this door, this key will not open. There's nothing that life demands that is not obtainable from the word of God. Whatever it is, whether it's success that you're requiring, whether it's, I mean, I don't know, prosperity, whatever, you will find it. If it's healing, you will find it. If it's restoration, you will find it. Whatever you need, you will find it in the word of God. And that is why we find that God told Joshua in Joshua 1 and 8, and let's read that. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. Amen. So the word of God is where it all begins. It is the foundation of our faith. This is it. Without the word of God, you can't build on anything else in your life. The word of God is the foundation. It is packaged in the Bible. You see, the word of God is packaged in the Bible, which is actually our guide. It's, you know, our GPS. This is our manual for life. This is the book of books. The Bible contains 66 books, you know, and you can read each book if you desire to say, okay, today let me read this book. Read that, meditate upon that. You know, a lot of times people think meditating is hard. It's not. You know, if you read, let's say, a chapter, you think on that chapter, you ponder that chapter. That's what meditation is all about. It's a book of books, and it should be our food, our daily food, our spiritual food, you know. And as you begin to digest what the Bible, which is the meditation part, what the Bible is saying to you, you will find that whatever problems that you're having in your life will begin to dissipate. I can assure you, you'll find answers, you'll hear what God has to say to you, you'll begin to see things turning around without you having to put in that much effort. You know, God said in Zechariah, it's not by might, no, by power, but by my spirit. Well, through the word of God and through the Holy Spirit, things begin to turn around. The word of God is the pillar, you know, the principal pillar that we need in our lives to be able to go to approach or get to our destiny. Without the word of God, we can do nothing. Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Well, Jesus is the word. And without the word, we can do nothing. I was telling somebody last week, I said, when you open your Bible and you're reading the Bible, you're actually looking at God in the face, because the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, that the Word was God and the Word was Christ himself. So Christ is the Word. So when you're reading, or anytime you open the Bible, you're looking face to face with God. Amen. And so without the Word of God, we can do nothing outwardly. We can do nothing. You can have a job. You can have, you know, intelligence. You can have the highest IQ. Without God, you can do nothing. Everything else that we will ever do in this life is built on the Word of God. The quality and the quantity of the Word of God that you have is what determines your destiny and how much of the benefit of everything else that the word brings, you will enjoy. So it is the quality and the quantity. So the quantity there, again, is not just spending time in the word for 1 hour, you know, and then that's it for that day. That's why, you know, we are open so much, so open to attacks of the enemy, because we're not spending enough time in the word. You know, if you spend a lot more, you know, I'm telling you, if you even spend 3 or 4 hours in the word, you'll be much better off than, you know, somebody who spends 10, 15 minutes, 30 minutes in the Word a day. Amen. So the Word is so powerful. Now, I know for some of you, you might think this is elementary, but I can assure you this is super powerful. I like it when God keeps telling me to go back to the basics, because that means there's something there that He needs us to grasp. When He tells me get back to the basics, it means there's something from the foundation, the things that He taught me from the foundations that I need, that I'm not using or that I'm not applying or implementing in my life, and I'm missing that thing. So, yeah, it might sound elementary to those of you who belong in the things of God, but I can assure you if you're having attacks in any area of your life, if you're having problems and you've got situations that you can't seem to solve, well, it's because you've missed something in the basics or from the basics. So this is why, you know, when the Lord had me to go this route, I just obeyed. You know, for somebody else who's never really been taught this stuff, I'm sure this will be enjoyable to them. Amen. So the Word of God, like I said, it's the quality and the quantity of the Word of God that you have is what will determine your destiny and how much benefit you'll receive from the rest of the Word of God. Now, it's not enough to know and, you know, preach the Word of God to others. You have to practice, you know, and live the Word of God in order for it to profit you. Again, it's not enough to just know the Word. It's not enough to just, you know, we like to preach to others, oh, yeah, because the Bible says this. Oh, yeah. No, it's not enough to know part of the Bible and preach it. You've got to practice what the Word of God says and live the Word in order for it to profit you. And until you allow this book, like God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. So, as you know, until you allow this book to enter your heart, darkness will continue to reign around you. So until you allow this book of the law to enter your heart, darkness will continue to reign. So if you want to shine, then you must have a word encounter in whichever area of life you desire to shine. And there are so many different areas. We have faith, we have prosperity, we have success. Most people are after success. You wake up going out there wanting to be successful in whatever you want to do. Well, if you want to be, you know, if you want to shine in prayer, if you want to shine in, you know, wisdom, you know, whatever, in healing and praise, the Word of God has to be in your heart. And not just a couple of scriptures as well. I'm talking about, you know, you need to, you know, you and the Word cannot be inseparable. Amen. You must have a word encounter in whatever area of your life you desire to shine. And so I want to go through some of the things, you know, in the Bible to show you what it contains and why it is so powerful. So what is in the Word of God? Why is this word so super powerful? What is it that makes the Bible unique, or the Word of God unique? Well, every other book that you may read out there informs, but this book, the Bible, it transforms. That's the difference. Many times people ask me to recommend books to them that they can read. Well, the only book I usually recommend is the Bible because, oh, I have this problem, I have that problem. Can you recommend a book that I can read? And I always, you know, send them right back to the Bible. Well, yeah, you can read the Bible. Well, no, outside of the Bible. And I say, listen, we'll change. The Word of God is what will change your situation. Every other book that you can read will inform you. It just gives you information. I call it 411. Yes, there are good, you know, writers out there. There are good books out there. But those books will inform you. How many people can say that, you know, I've read this book and I've read that book and it has transformed me? Most times it's not, it doesn't, you know, you read it, it informs you, you have more knowledge than you had before. Great, but what are you doing with it? This Bible, it transforms. You know, every other book is made up of letters. This book, on the other hand, is pregnant with wonders. And no wonder the psalmist said, and I love this verse in Psalm 119 and verse 18. It is the one favorite verse. Well, I have many favorite verses in the Bible, but this is one of my favorite prayers from the Word of God. King James says it this way: open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119 and verse 18. In Amplified Version, it says, open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I like to pray that before I open the Bible to read at any time. Lord, I pray, Psalm 119, verse 18, over myself, open my eyes so that I may behold wondrous things out of your law, because the Bible contains wondrous things. And if you don't ask the Lord to open your eyes, and I'm talking about my spiritual eyes, then you won't see. You'll just read and not even understand anything. That's why we find people saying, well, I read it, but I don't understand it. Or some say, well, you know what? I read the Bible, but I don't get it. I don't understand it. Well, it's because you haven't asked the Lord to open your spiritual eyes. The psalmist knew this, you know, he knew that he needed his eyes to open. So he said, open my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things that are contained in your law. Amen. So the Word of God is what determines our ultimate worth in life. Now, the revelation of the Word of God is what will reposition the church, the body of Christ, in her rightful place here on earth as the light of the world. It will reposition the body of Christ as the salt of the earth and as a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. And this is because by God's great design, the last days are packaged for unusual revelations. If you go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, the word which Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw, which means that saw there, in Amplified, it says revealed. So the word which Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw or revealed concerning Judah and Jerusalem, it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be firmly established as the highest of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Well, one of the things, you know, in our ministry for this year, the Lord had said, this is the year of the Lord's righteousness. Well, what does that mean? It means, you know, the way, his ways of doing and being right. You know, as we see in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, his ways of doing and being right, then all these things shall be added unto you. In Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, it says the same things, but in the latter days it shall come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and we may walk in his paths. For the law shall go forth out of Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Well, why should we wait until the last days? You and I have the opportunity and to get to know God's ways now, his ways of doing and his, you know, his ways of doing and being right. Amen. Because we want him, he can teach us now his ways that we may walk in his paths. And so the depths of insight and revelation will make the body of Christ, the church, become the word, the envy of the world. And as a result, all nations shall flow to the body of Christ. That's what will be happening in the last days. All nations, different from all people from all different places, shall flow to the body of Christ, asking us to, you know, they'll be asking to be taught by us. You know, so the destiny of the church, the destiny of the body of Christ, your destiny and my destiny, it anchors on the word of God, which is the custodian of our glorious destinies. And so how much of it we are able to connect with is what defines the limit of our destinies. We cannot reach our destinies apart from the word of God. So what is in the word of God that makes it so unique? Why is it that we need to, why do we need this word in our life? Why is it so important? Why is it connected to our destinies? Well, first and foremost, let's go to the book of John. John chapter, the book of John, the Gospel of John chapter 6, and we'll read verse 63. John 6 and verse 63. And in my Bible, in John 6:63, it says, "It is the Spirit who gives life. He is the life giver. The flesh conveys no benefit whatever. There is no profit in it. The words and truths that I have been speaking to you are spirit and life." Amplified King James Version says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Well, what is that telling us? It's telling us, first of all, that the word of God carries power. You know, Jesus is the one speaking here. "The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life, and they are designed for your supernatural quickening," meaning they bring back to life everything that is dying or is already dead. So there is a quickening in the word of God. It carries God's power. The Spirit of God, when it says it is the Spirit that quickeneth, well, the Spirit of God connotes the power of God. The Bible, remember, says that in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it was telling the when Jesus told the apostles, it says, "And you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." That's, you shall receive ability and might. Amen. Dunamis. Jesus also told his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem. He told them to wait in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. Now, when Peter was speaking in the house of Cornelius, if you read the book of Acts, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard the word of God in Acts chapter 10 and verse 44. So all these references, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Luke 24, verse 49, Acts 10, verse 44, all these references show that God's word is the carrier of his power. You know, and so whenever the word of God, you know, gets into you, basically, you know, whenever you have an encounter with the word of God, power is released into your life. And the Bible says that as many as received him, to them he gave power. We'll go through that again tomorrow. As many as received him, Jesus, to them gave he power. Amen. In another verse, we're told that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we'll look at that again and see. This is so powerful. If you understand that the Word of God carries power, I'm telling you, your life will never be the same again. So we'll continue from here tomorrow morning by the grace of God. But I encourage you, I truly encourage you to stay with me on this so you can see why it is so important for you to be in the word of God. And this word should never depart out of your sight day and night. And you should spend more quality and quantity, you know, time in the word and see how this word will transform your life. You won't even have to go out there to do things, you know, to sweat it out to transform your life. But the word itself can transform any situation, no matter what it is, the word will transform it. I pray you are blessed this morning by this teaching. By God's grace, we'll speak again tomorrow morning. Be blessed. Bye-bye.